afternoon.
Hello, Sita.
What are you talking about?
Talking about cherry blooms.
Cherry blooms?
Yes.
Ah, the trees.
Yes, the trees.
Ah, I think it was because I have been thinking.
Yes.
When we have been on holiday,
yes,
you
that's
know,
right, darling.
And we took photographs,
yes,
you
that's
know,
right.
And there is a picture of me,
yes,
near a big tree with
yes,
lots
right.
of flowers,
yes.
You know. I don't know whether it
yes.
was a cherry tree or whether it was some other
you know,
kind of
you know,
tree.
That was at a mountain.
Ah, that is right. I could not
see?
Remember exactly.
Oh, yes, I remember. And I said, it is like heaven. The air was full of the scent of orange blossom.
It was very beautiful.
Yes. But little did I dream that we had lived in that area in a previous encounter.
Well, it is true. We have had various
you know,
lives,
yes.
what you call incarnations,
yes, that's right.
In different places, you
yes.
know, at different times.
But that was one of the pleasantest trips I can remember. Sorrento and Saint Vesuvius.
And Capri, was it Capri?
Yes, Capri and Positano.
That is true.
And Napoli.
It was very beautiful.
Yeah, it was very beautiful.
I think Italy is a very beautiful country.
It is beautiful naturally and also in art treasures.
We did not go to Florence, no?
Yes, we went to Paris.
No, Florence.
Florence, no, we didn't go to Paris.
No, that
no.
was what I was thinking
no.
because... I have discovered that we had quite a lot to do with Florence and also Siena, but this was many centuries ago,
yes.
somewhere in about 1300 to 1400,
yeah.
The families, you
yes,
know.
That's right.
I think you will have to visit there one day, if possible.
Italy?
Hmm. Don't say it like that. You're so enthusiastic.
You come with me?
Wherever you go, I go.
Oh, thank
if you,
you
go to China, I would come with you.
Oh, thank
if you
that.
Went to Timbuktu, I would come with you.
Oh, thank you.
So that. If you come here or wherever it is, I
oh,
can
thank
be with you.
Thank
I take a great interest in everything.
Thank you, darling.
You know?
I would like to see the Vatican inside.
The Vatican?
Mm.
That it would be very interesting.
Because, you know, I know a lot more of the Vatican after you spoke to me about Borgia.
Ah, Lucrezia Borgia.
Yeah.
That is a very peculiar time.
Very peculiar, but you know, I was amazed to find that Borgia apartments in the Vatican are still preserved.
Yes, I know, but they have been altered a little here
yes.
and there, but
oh.
they are very much the same, I think.
Yeah. And the other outstanding thing I noticed was that the entrance to the Borgia apartment is next to the entrance to St. Peter's Church, which is next door.
I know.
You see? And then I said, is that how Peter got his name?
Well, I don't know. It may have been.
Tell me, they were named before you arrived, wasn't it?
Of course.
Yes, of course. Of course, Sibylla is a very classical name, too. You know?
What did you say?
Sibylla.
Sibylla.
You mm. see, it is from ancient Greece, you know, where they had sibyls who could see the future. And, you know, in the Delphic temple, they had these sibyls. They were like clairvoyants, you know?
Oh, but I think, you know, all this has been known all for centuries,
yes,
you know.
Yeah.
They call it different names,
different
but
names.
It is all fundamentally the same.
Yeah.
It is the power of the spirit,
yes.
which is manifesting itself in various ways.
Yes.
And certain people have these spiritual faculties and
yeah.
gifts,
yeah.
Which are natural to them.
Mm.
I think everyone has spiritual faculties or
yes,
spiritual
but,
gifts,
but
not everyone can use them or develop them or
yes.
even realizes
they
have got them, you know.
Yes.
I think you have,
yep,
but
have.
I think that you do not always realize how much you do receive mentally.
Mm.
I think you say, yes, that is possibly so, but you think, oh, is it your imagination, you know?
No.
But what is imagination?
Exactly. But you see, one doesn't know where imagination ceases and this faculty begins.
That is true.
You see? And then, of course, you have no yardstick to measure.
No.
And then you are doubtful because you like to feel that something you are thinking of is a fact.
Well, I think you receive far more than you ever realize sometimes.
Mm.
And especially when you are, you know, quiet and peaceful.
Yes. Yes.
When you shut the door.
Yes.
And there is no outside interference,
no.
You know.
Now, for instance, many...
I've often wondered if we could write, you know.
Yes.
I think I have told you about
yes,
it before.
Yes, you have told me, and I have sat quiet.
You know.
Yes.
And just a pencil and
yes,
a paper.
Yes, I have always got a pad in front.
Yes.
And I have sat in the dark, and I have sat in very subdued light, and sometimes I have been looking at the TV with a pencil in my hand, thinking, because, you know, sometimes looking at the TV, I fall to sleep.
You know, very funny.
Yes.
I know that you do this occasionally.
And
you fall
I thought perhaps that would be very conducive for you to pick up my hand and write.
Well...
But I haven't had anything yet.
You keep trying.
Yes, darling.
Like with the tape recording.
But some of these automatist writers, they seem to do it at will.
I know.
Yes.
Well, we can only keep on trying.
Yes,
but there are many aspects to this whole thing.
Yes.
Lots of things that are very difficult to explain, you know.
Yes.
There are moments when you and I are so close.
Mm.
And I feel sure in your heart you are conscious of it.
Yes. Of course, I often say... I know you are here, darling. And although there is nothing to make me say that I can't see you, but I feel.
You feel?
Yeah, that's all. But of course, if one could have the clairvoyant faculty and be able to see, that would be still more helpful.
There are crowds of people here.
Are they?
Sometimes, you know, I find it so fascinating.
Ah.
It is as if many people become
ah.
aware that
yes.
there is this happening.
But
and
why don't they
they
learn?
Are attracted, you know.
Darling?
What?
Why don't they learn to speak and...
Well, I suppose it is that... unless that people are present, or
yeah.
it is rather pointless. And secondly, mm. of course, when it is for you and me,
yeah.
I mean, one has to control it, and
yeah.
people here have special jobs to
yeah.
see that everything goes right.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Otherwise, if you were to allow too many people come,
yeah.
That would not be connected or related
okay.
or
that's
what
right.
have you, it would be chaos,
yes, that's
you know?
Yeah.
And it has to be ordered and arranged. You know, a lot happens of which you know nothing, you know, in regard to communication. It is not just a simple thing. All manner of things take place and people have to be organized, you know.
Yeah.
If I come to you, I have to prepare.
Yeah.
I have to concentrate my thoughts,
yeah.
to think
yeah.
in many ways of things I wish to impart to you or
yeah, that's right.
refer to, you know. And then I have to concentrate on being able to manipulate this thing.
Yes.
And that is in itself quite a business, you know.
Yes.
It isn't easy.
No.
Well, I do my best,
yes.
but I sometimes feel a little disheartened or
right.
disappointed. I don't think I do as well sometimes as
oh, no,
I
no,
should,
no.
you know.
Don't ever think so. You are absolutely superb.
You know that place in Kensington Gardens?
Huh?
Kensington Gardens.
Yes, Kensington Gardens.
You know, where there is the...
pond.
The yes, but
yes.
there is another place, you know, where there are big urns with flowers, and there is like a walk around...
Yeah, so that's the Serpentine.
Is that is it?
Yes,
yeah,
that
Serpentine.
That's in Hyde Park.
That is in Hyde Park?
Yes.
No, no, I was thinking of this other place, Kensington
yeah,
Garden.
Yes, there's a lake in the middle.
That is it.
Yeah, that is it. You used to walk around that lake.
That is right. It's very nice.
Mm.
I must say it is beautiful because here in London there are so many beautiful parks
yes.
and places
yes.
where you can get away from the noise and the
exactly.
traffic, you know.
Yes, yes. And everything is green in front of
you. Of course, and yes. Flowers are beautiful. Yes. And I like to sit beside you sometimes on a bench.
That's right.
And listen, you know,
that
with you.
Yes, I know. And when I sit in the park like that, I often say to myself, I know you are here to me. And I don't know if you listen. Can you listen when I talk like that?
Of course I can, but you don't have to speak out loud, because
I can
be conscious of your thoughts,
yes,
you see.
Exactly. Yes.
Very little that you think about escape.
Oh, I often say that almost automatically.
I know. I wonder if sometime perhaps, although you don't bother now with cameras and things, but I've often wondered, you know, if I know it is only a thought, but,
You
know, if one were to take photographs, if, who knows, I might be able to appear on one.
You know, infrared photography does help to get spirit photographs.
Infrared.
Mm. And many people have been successful in that. But unfortunately, I have got no equipment for infrared photography.
No. I don't know much about it. All I know is that you put the camera in and you press a button.
Yes.
And that is a picture,
that's
you know,
right.
We hope.
The extra appears, you see.
But the other day we were talking about the photograph of me at the fountain.
That's right.
That was in Regent's Park.
That's right, Regent's Park.
And that was a very good picture. Then you have it copied and you paint it.
That's right.
You have it colored, you know.
That's right.
That is a lovely picture.
Not
because it is me, but I mean, I think the fountain and everything is very pretty, you know.
Yes, it is a lovely picture. I have it by my bed.
Are you going to Kew Gardens?
Yes, I'm going tomorrow, darling.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, that would be nice if the weather is like this, huh?
And on Sunday I'm going to the country to meet, you know, Colin Smythe, the publishers of that book.
Ah, I know.
You know?
Yes.
And they've asked me that I would like to come there. And so I'm going to spend the day with them after lunch.
I wish it were possible.
You know, they're one of the best publishers in London, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's very old firm.
I wish I could get onto a tape recording, just you and me.
Yes.
You know what I mean? At home.
Yes.
We have tried and tried.
Because I feel I need a lot of material to be able to write a book.
Oh, of course you do.
Yes. And
you cannot write a book unless you've got a lot of material to choose from. But I'm hoping that in time I may be able to tell you a lot of things. But of course, I think a lot of things that I were to tell you, in a way, possibly have already been written, you know.
Yeah.
Because after all said and done, although I have my own personal life here, and my own experiences, and in some respects they vary from other people, but the fundamental aspect of everything is the same. Of course, people have different reactions according to the individual and the situation, but the various conditions of life here are many, you know.
Yes, exactly. According to the people.
According to the person, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, one person will give you a picture of their life, which may not be exactly the same as in others.
Yes, exactly.
They may be in an entirely different condition or vibration.
I think, for instance, there would be such a big difference between your mother and yourself.
Oh, well, Mama, she still, of course, is only just beginning to awaken to things.
No, but I mean, even when she is awakened.
Ah, you know, she will have these other impressions and ideas according to her outlook.
Yes.
She will not suddenly become a different person.
But I feel that people like that, they always have to reincarnate to continue with their development.
Of course, they have to learn and to experience and adjust themselves and change their outlook.
Until they gain,
I think this is the most important thing and perhaps the most difficult thing for people. Even though something tremendous has happened, like passing from your world to this, they don't suddenly change. They have to gradually adjust themselves. And even when they are faced with a situation, you know, it is not always easy for them to accept it.
Oh, I think some people never change, you know.
Well, I don't know about never change. But,
until they have reincarnated again and again.
I think that is why I think some people, it is important and they must change. They must eventually come back to Earth and perhaps assimilate certain experiences or knowledge which can only be obtained in that particular phase of existence, you know. It's very difficult for them. Oh, I don't know. I sometimes think to myself, I say this and I say that, and I think whatever next, you know, I feel so inadequate, you know.
No,
but I do. I would be very untruthful if I were not to say at times when I come and talk with you, to you, but I think, I should have said so and so. I should have done this, you know, or that, you know.
You know, I feel I receive your love when you're talking to me, and that is the greatest thing.
There is one thing that makes all this possible, and that is love.
Yes, I know that.
Where there is a deep love, such as yours and mine, where we are so interwoven together,
I know that.
Then it is a natural thing. It is it flows, you know?
Yes.
Flows.
Yes, I think
That is why some people, I think, when they go to mediums
and they
get little or nothing. Yeah. I think that in some way, unconsciously, they inhibit or they build up an unconscious barrier. I don't think perhaps the result was the long, strong tie, you know, like you and me.
No.
Where there is such a deep tie of love and affection, it is different.
Yes, that's right. But of course many people think that... Well,
are you going to have an experiment on Sunday with this gentleman in the country? With the tape recording?
Maybe. I don't know what they have planned. Because they have got quite a lot of equipment, which I haven't got.
No.
For instance, they have a system of recording with a diode instead of a microphone. I have never had that. But I shall learn something from them because one must try everything. And if one can profit by other people's experience, well and good. But they have been really seriously interested in this recording, and they have done quite a lot of experimental work, and they have been in touch with a lot of people who are also experimenting. But I'm going to tell them about the dark room, which is, I think, an absolute requisite for...
Well, I think for... You see, I don't know exactly technically, but the sensitive...
Because for the power to build up,
I know,
you must exclude light.
Well, this is it.
Yeah.
I think this is one of the reasons why sometimes it is much more difficult for people to make contact and to get through on a tape because there's too much illumination.
Exactly.
It is like in photography, you have to have a dark room
That's right.
To develop the play.
Yes, that's right.
And when you think about it, everything that is born or comes into being where life is concerned, and this is a form of life, is in the darkness. You put a seed in the ground into darkness, and it begins to grow. A child is born in a womb, you know, of a woman.
Yeah.
It seems that all life is created, where life force is, it is all created in darkness.
Yes, that's right. That is true.
You know,
exactly.
Or where there is something which is sensitive, you see. Yeah. Darkness is essential for its production. And I think this is perhaps one of the things that they would have more success if they conducted experiments in darkness.
Yes. That's what I'm going to suggest to them. That You see, they told me that we haven't got anything that would compare with the voice you hear in presence of a medium like Leslie.
No, the whole procedure is utterly different, of course.
Yes.
And yet, I would have thought that they would realize that if a person is communicating, no matter what method is used, whether it is through the form of mediumship or a person who is psychic, there must be this human aspect. There must be the live reality of communication.
Yes,
and I don't think that you can depend entirely and completely on a machine.
Yes,
I think that a lot of people who have been receiving what is communication, in some way or other, without realizing it, they are mystic, or psychic, you know?
Yes, that's right. But, you see, in your spirit world, there are so many people so enthusiastic that...
Well, there are certain people, you know, on certain levels, who are working in certain ways and different ways, sometimes one from the other, experimenting.
Yes.
And I think the scientific aspect, or that is the people on this side who are interested scientifically, their aspect and their approach is different.
Yeah.
But they probably, without, I don't wish to give a wrong impression, I do not suggest they have not heart, but where you have a close link of love, where the predominant factor is love rather than anything else, there is more success.
Yes.
That is why you and me, I come and talk to you, I make use of the power of what the medium exudes or whatever, you know.
Yes.
But it is the love that we feel for each other and the tremendous reality of this that makes our link possible. And why possibly? I do so much better. I mean, in a lot of these other experiments, there is very little sentiment or heart. It is much more mental and cold, you know? Or how do you put it? I don't know.
Yes, I know.
It doesn't mean to say the people concerned are not sincerely interested and anxious and all the rest of it, you know, with hearts to some extent. But it is a different thing.
You know, there is one lady in Psychic News. She is doing the editing work there, and she told me that she has got her father and mother in the spirit world, and her husband, and she said, I have sat 4 times with Leslie, and I got nothing. How is it you get it every time? So I told her, I said, you know, just because they're their father and mother doesn't mean anything if there is no love. There are many parents where the love is absent.
But I'm sure she must love her people.
Oh, she does, but there must be mutual. She said, how can it be? I don't get from my mother, I don't get from my father, and I don't get from all the people I have loved. And I had it not once, but 4 times. But I said, it is love that is really the key to the success or otherwise in communication. And when I say love, I don't mean a material sense, but a real spiritual love between the souls.
Of course, you see, all manner and kind of people receive communication.
Yes.
And, of course, communication takes place with people who are not deeply in love or affected by love. And sometimes a complete stranger will come through who seems to have no claim on a person at all. And you are puzzled or surprised why a person should come, whom perhaps you don't even know. And you have to discover who it is by tracing back in the family or something, you know. But there is a reason and a purpose behind everything, really, though it may not always be apparent. And it may be, of course, I suppose, that whoever the person or persons are that get little or nothing, that they may have come on a particular time when the power is not functioning.
No.
Mediumship, I should imagine, I don't know, cannot always function, I suppose. There are times when the power is such that it just does not happen, you know.
But, you know, I think that this sort of communication is helped my previous meditation.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
And I always do it every morning.
I know. But I think that it is that we are so in tune.
Yes.
This is very important. Yes. That is why I'm able to do so well.
Yes, that's right.
Why we have such results.
Yes, that's right.
But I think that you may get my voice,
yes,
even so, on a tape,
yes,
without Mr. Flint or any,
yes,
other medium present, as you understand it,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
I mean, with this Mr. Bandeur.
But listen, if...
Or Mr. Smythe, you may...
If I
you know,
can get that voice... I should be able to hear it, couldn't I?
You should be able to, I would have thought. But, of course, there again,
because
I don't know.
A tape recorder, as it is, cannot record anything which you can't hear.
Ah, now you have got something here, but you are... Don't you think it is possible that we can implant our thoughts onto a tape in an audible sense?
If that can be proved, mind you.
I don't know how you will prove it.
Supposing
you sit in a room like this on your own,
yes,
and none of you speak,
yeah,
and yet on the tape recording you hear my voice,
like I'm doing,
and yet
now
you don't hear it audibly at the time.
No, exactly.
And
then
this is possible,
yes,
you know.
Yes, exactly, yes. Then that is true. But up to now, nobody has proved that one can tape record telepathy.
No, well, I don't know whether you would call it. I suppose in a way it must
but
be.
It is telepathy.
Yes, I suppose so.
But
if you don't, what you don't realize is, and I think a lot of people don't realize, that in the atmosphere,
yes,
are innumerable sounds which the human ear does not hear, but a sensitive,
yeah,
instrument might pick up.
Yes, darling.
And also an animal, for instance, a dog, will hear sounds which you don't hear.
Now listen.
And yet they are there.
Now listen, I had been in touch with a firm in Copenhagen, in Denmark,
uh-huh,
who make special microphones. And they say that these microphones can record sounds from trees and flowers.
Well,
and you know, especially in the spring when they come to life, even the trees are able to.
But
know,
all life is vibrating.
Yeah, exactly.
All life is vibration.
Yeah. But now,
and not only human beings.
Yeah.
I mean, have this ability to give off what you say.
But these microphones are very, very expensive.
But darling, I don't think that you should bother
to
buy one of those, even if
you contemplated
it. I don't think that it will be necessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that it has myself.
Oh.
Now, you may not understand this, and I may not be speaking
yeah
in a way which is clear, but a lot of people are thinking that you have to have very expensive equipment, you have to have this, you have to have that, to reach on a certain wavelength beyond the normal, whatever it is, you know, I don't know. But I don't think somehow this will be the method or the way completely. I don't say it will not help, but I think that what we are doing is we are learning, and not me, but people who are scientific, are learning how to lower their rate of vibration to such an extent that they can reach the Earth and eventually hope to impress on a sensitized instrument like a tape something that they are trying to convey. The human ear may not catch it, but the instrument may. I don't think it is so much important that you have to raise your vibration from the point of view of a sensitive instrument to pick up. It is that we have got to learn on our side how we can work on a much lower rate of vibration that will be more or less as near as we can make it yours, earthly one, you know?
Yes.
And then all manner of things could be recorded or picked up.
But then that is just what you do now.
And that is what we are doing now with the aid of an instrument.
Yes, exactly.
But the point is that if we can lower the vibration even less, lower, it may be we can do something about recording voices.
Yes,
you
I
know?
See. Yes, I see what you mean. And
you see, we have to use this power which exudes from a medium, this substance which they call ectoplasm, which is used to transmit or transform into a voice box or a sensitive instrument, something that is sort
ectoplasm.
Of, well, a little bit higher than material and yet much lower than, well, our condition of life. We have to sort of tune in, you know?
Exactly.
And then this thing will vibrate and this will create sound. artificially. You see, when I speak to you, what actually happens is that I am thinking hard things I want to convey, and it is so automatic almost. It's that this instrument, this sensitized, whatever you call it, voice box, this will respond, and then it will vibrate your atmosphere and transform into sound. That is why I don't think, you say, my voice is exactly more or less, but I think to myself, well, is it? I hope it is.
Yes, but I
think it is being, in a sense, artificially produced.
No,
but then again, with these people who are getting tape recordings, they are only getting artificially reproduced sounds of individuals who are endeavoring to stress their thought forces.
But you know, there was once a man, Professor Wilson, he came through in a sitting last year when I was expecting you to speak.
And what did he say?
And he said, you know, these sounds which are recorded on the tape are echoes from the atmosphere.
Well, I think this is true. Well, in some instances, that what is recording is what is already there in the atmosphere. It has not been lost.
No, because
sounds do not suddenly disappear. They are still in the condition of the atmosphere. And this is where the problem will be. Are you picking up something from somebody in a world beyond yours who has risen to a greater height of experience and so on? Or are you picking up sounds that are left behind in a previous life or previous conversation or whatever it is? This is another problem.
That is why
people should be very careful. And of course, this will be a problem, but to learn to differentiate between that which is coming direct, or shall we say, that is, which is of now, and that which is of the past.
You see, one can always really, by the substance of the communication, differentiate whether...
You see, I think what is important, that until they get on the tape, conversation.
Yes.
I mean, for instance, someone coming to talk to his mother or his father or whatever it may be, you know, and they have an intelligent conversation. Until you get this, I don't think that you can be quite sure whether it is coming from our side of life or whether they are picking up fragments in the atmosphere.
Because that would not satisfy me at all.
No, well, this would not satisfy me or anyone, I don't think.
No.
Because if you pick up something which is in the atmosphere already, that has been left behind, that has not been lost, then it is of no, it is of interest scientifically, but it is of no interest or proof of survival that one is living beyond the previous.
Yes.
I mean, to pick up thoughts that are already in the atmosphere, that have been left over, as it were, is not proving the reality of the individual's existence in another world. And I think this is going to be one of the problems.
Yes, that is quite true.
I mean, I don't know, but I believe that some of the things that they have received are interesting, fascinating, but they're not conversational.
No, they're not conversational. For instance, there's a phrase recorded, Mother is here, but nothing more.
No.
You see? Well, that's nothing... one can get excited about
it. But it is the beginning.
Yes, I
think that one has to see this as the beginning. That is why, I suppose, and they say it is breakthrough.
That's right.
This is it. This is a breakthrough, but it is in its infancy.
But you know that man, Sir Oliver Lodge, he is the ultimate discovery of communication on a scientific basis. It comes from Russia.
I tell you who is very interested in what they are doing. I don't know if they know anything about this. Is Mr. Thomas Alva Edison.
Edison?
Yes.
Ah!
He is fascinated with what these boys, as you say, are doing,
of course, these people are doing, you know?
And he's very interested in these experiments.
You see,
because he was interested in sound waves and all that, I think.
I'm very glad to hear his name. Thomas Edison, he was the discoverer of the telephone, you know.
So, Edison, and he has several, he has a group of souls here, scientifically minded people, who are working on this, and they're trying and experimenting. And I think the time will come. I have no doubt in my mind from what I have been told, that the time will come when there will be a scientific, if you like,
exactly.
communication.
Yes, but
whether a medium will be completely ruled out, I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
I think that what they don't realize is that everyone is a medium anyway. What I mean by that is that everyone on earth
is
really a dormant medium.
Yes.
You see, if you accept the fact that you have a spiritual body, you have spiritual faculties and gifts, dormant, you know. And that everyone there is a potential medium.
Yes.
So that always somewhere there must be something of a psychic or mediumistic nature which is being functioned or used, you know.
Correct.
I don't know. I put it badly, huh?
But it is very interesting if you have known Thomas Edison. He is a very, very...
I don't know him, but I know that I have seen him here, and there are other sorts. So, like Sir Oliver Lodge is very interested, and Sir William Crookes is interested, and Mr. Edison is interested. What?
Can you not meet these men?
I have met them, but I mean, I don't really know them, but I know that they were in various groups, and that they are interested in these people who are experimenting. And they are doing everything they can to help them. I am convinced that they will get some intelligent conversation eventually.
Tell me, can you not interest our Peter to interest himself in this?
Well, he is interested.
He is interested.
Oh,
because you see, he's a young soul.
I know, but I don't know. It is natural that you should hope for that or think for that.
Of course, I would love to feel that he's...
Well... We shall see. Yes. He is interested. But, of course, these people who are experts in their own field, you know, and their scientific aspect and approach. Mm. But Peter Knight, you are coming when? Monday?
Yes, darling. I shall come all next week.
Every day?
Every day, yes, darling.
Goodness me.
Yes, darling.
Really, you know, Dean.
Are you together?
I'm happy that you can, of course.
Yes, of course.
There must be so many people who would like the opportunity that we have.
Yes, darling.
To be blessed, to be able to speak and to communicate. And
yes.
I have to go in a minute. The time goes so quickly.
Yes? Do you ever hug and love the children?
Did you say?
I often tell you to hug and kiss them.
Well, of course I do, but they know. I don't think you could really understand. You do understand, but it's much more hard for you because you are living in this hard material world and you have not the vision, perhaps. But we see you so often. We are so close to you. We sometimes perhaps forget you cannot always be fully conscious of us.
Yeah.
But of course the children know of your love and affection, as I do. But I will come again. I have to go. I come on Monday.
Right,
have a nice little...
Yes, thank you.
Trip. What did you say? Trip?
Yes.
To those nice young men.
Yes.
And I am so interested because I will go to them too.
Yes.
And who knows? I may get a little over for you on their machine.
Okay.
That would be wonderful proof.
Very good. Very good.
I will do everything in my power for this.
Yes, darling.
Anywhere you go, no matter where it is, if there is the slightest opportunity to communicate, I will come.
Oh, good.
I must go now.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. All my love.
I will not say goodbye.
I don't like that word. No.
What is it the Italians say? Arrivederci. Is that it?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know.
Yes.
Anyway, I go.
Yes,
darling. Bless you.
God bless you.
You know, she's marvelous. She really is. A wonderful communicator.
Yes,
and she does love you so.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll be seeing you again on Monday.
You are her teacher.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. She's very... She's got some good helpers. She learns a lot.
Yes.
Anyway, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Mickey.
Bye-bye.